Good Sunday morning, everyone. It is 11 minutes past the hour of 4 a.m. And you're listening to 91.5 FM WMFO Medford Touch Freeform Radio, streaming live on the internet, www.wmfo.org, multicasting on iTunes.com, radio, and YouTube. And I'm your host, Donnelly Brown, on this Sunday, June the 10th. Yeah, 2018 edition of A Brown Perspective on Sports. Been off the air for the past two Sundays because of technical problems here in the studio, but the operations department has resolved them, and let's give them a great, fantastic hand. Okay, we're talking sports here. Now, our phone number, 1-855-915-WMFO, 1-855-915-9636. Just about anything and everything is fair game as far as the world of sports is concerned. Love to hear what's going on in your neck of the sporting world, but to do that, you have to give me a call. 1-855-915-WMFO, 1-855-915-9636. I'll be back. Okay, 4:15 here on WMFO in Metro, the Brown Perspective on Sports. I'm Joe Donnelly Brown. We're talking sports here from now until 5 a.m. Love to get you involved in the sports conversation. And to do that, you give me a call. 1-855-915-WMFO. 1-855-915-9636. Major League Baseball scores yesterday. In the senior circuit, the Nationals 7 and the Giants 5. The Brewers 12 and the Phillies 3. The Cubs 2 and the Pirates zip. The Cardinals 6 and the Reds 4. The Padres 5 and the Marlins 4. The Diamondbacks 12 and the Rockies 7. And the Braves 5 and the Dodgers 3. Over in the American League, the Blue Jays 4 and the Orioles 3. That game went 10 innings. Angels 12 and the Twins 1. The Red Sox 4 and the White Sox 2. The Royals 2 and the A's zip. The Tigers 4 and Cleveland 2. The Rays 7 and the Mariners 3. The Astros 4 and the Rangers 3. And in interleague play, the Yankees defeat the Mets 4-3. In that Red Sox game, Andrew Benintendi went 0 for 3, scored a run. He got a walk. He's hitting .294 in the season. Xander Bogaerts 1 for 4, scored a run. He's hitting .283. J.D. Martinez 2 for 4, scored a run with 2 RBIs. .318 is his batting average. He had his 21st home run of the season. Leads both leagues, I believe. Eduardo Nunez went 1 for 3 with a walk. He's hitting .256. Sam Travis played first base. He's went 0 for 4. He's hitting .167. Rafael Devers 1 for 4. He's hitting .230. Vasquez 2 for 4. He's hitting .206. Blake Swihart went 0 for 3. He's hitting .150. Brock Holt came in for defensive purposes. He went 0 for 1. He's hitting .303. And Jackie Bradley Jr., 1 for 3, scored a run with an RBI, hitting .197, hit his third home run of the season. David Price started, went 6 innings, gave up 5 hits, 2 runs, both of them earned, 3 walks, 6 strikeouts. He has a 4.00 ERA, and his record on the season is 7-4. Kelly came in, pitched an inning, struck out 2, 2.86 is his ERA. Bonds came in, pitched an inning, struck out 1, walked 1, gave up a hit. He's hitting. His ERA is 1.95 on the season. And Kimbrel came in, pitched the final inning, struck out 2, has a 2.00 ERA, and got his 20th save of the season. And right now, the Yankees are in first place, 42 wins, 18 losses, a .700 percentage, while the Red Sox, who played more games, played 6 more games, 5 more games than the Yankees, are at 44-21 with a .677 percentage. I've been away for a couple of weeks, and they're a half a game behind. Okay, 419 here on WMFO in Medford. I'm your host, Donnelly Brown, on this edition of a Brown Perspective on Sports, June the 10th edition. I keep saying I'm going to bring in the calendar. Okay, let's see. Where are we going? The Red Sox season is mirroring something like the Celtics season with a lot of key injuries, but hanging in there, keeping it all together, and maintaining a half a game, well, only half a game behind the Yankees, and for most of the season, have been leading the American League and the entire both leagues with the best record in Major League Baseball. But the Yankees aren't going anywhere, although I understand Tanaka is going on the DL. He has two strained hamstrings, and I don't know how long he's going to be out, but that's certainly not going to help. But their bats have been the big thing. They've been staying close. Well, I guess maybe it's the pitching as well. They've been staying close in most of their games and pulling them out, and that's what all that counts. You just need one more run than the other team to win the game. That's brand new news, I'm assuming, for all of you out there. but when the Red Sox had losing bets and for a while, Pedroia going down again, J.D. Martinez missed a game or two with back spasms. Who else? Bogaerts was out after getting off to a fantastic start. He missed a couple of games with a banged up ankle. Let's see, off the top of my head, I guess that's about it as far as the starting lineup is concerned. We lost Carson Smith. Threw his arm out, shoulder or whatever. Throwing his glove down in disgust after being taken out of the game. and I haven't heard any words to when he's going to be back. Don Berg, I guess, has gone down to Pawtucket for more rehab. We don't know whether Betts is going down there or not, but that's a possibility. But anyway, we're hanging in there. It's not an injury, but we released Hanley Ramirez, so that's a big bat out of the lineup. I guess they were saying that they were planning to cut back his playing time, and that probably wouldn't have made him a happy camper since he's playing for next year's contract as well. So anyway, I said that mirrors the Celtics' season because their key injuries, Gordon Hayward, after the very first 5 minutes of the first game of the year, going down with ankle and leg fractures and whatnot, and then later on losing Marcus Smart for punching out a mirror, whatever it was, the picture frame. And then finally Kyrie Irving missing a couple of games earlier in the season, and then being out for the playoffs as well because of inflammation or infection in his knee after surgery, taking out the screws and pins and plates and whatever else was in there. And yet the Celtics pushed the Cavaliers to a game 7. And if you haven't heard, the Cavaliers got swept by the Golden State Warriors. And I'm sure that the wear and tear of 7 games against the Celtics certainly didn't help. LeBron James needed as much help as he could possibly get, and they just weren't there. especially J.R. Smith. And that brings me to another point that I brought up the other day with my grandson. This is why I'm opposed to all this legalized betting they're planning. On a play like J.R. Smith, you never know under legalized betting, was that just a brain freeze? Was he throwing the game? He didn't help out his cause by saying, I knew what the score was. If you knew what the score was, you shot the ball. But anyway, this leads up to more of the possibility. We've had problems before in the NBA and in college basketball with shaving points and all these other things that gambling sort of initiates. And so we'll see what happens. As far as some of the other sports is concerned, that's also a possibility. You'll never know now. You will never know. And then with all the other things that are going on with steroids and masking of steroids and everything else that's taking place. We know money talks to a whole lot of people. And so therefore we don't know what is going to be taking place on the field, on the rinks, and everything else as time moves right along. So anyway, we're just going to hang in there, see what takes place. And a lot of unnecessary things are taking place primarily because, everybody sees the big bucks. It's like legalized marijuana. Well, this is not the time to talk about that, but there you go. It's 425 here on WMFO. This is Medford, Massachusetts, 91.5 on your FM dial. On the internet, www.wmfo.org, multicasting on iTunes.com, radio, and YouTube. I'm your host, Donnelly Brown. Glad to be back after a 2-week hiatus, primarily because of technical problems with the transmitter here in the station. And it took them a while to get things up and rolling, but we are back. And 2 weeks away, and I forget what my sign-in code is here. And as I say to everybody, don't get old. My wife has a book I've got to read, but the title just sums up old age. It says, "Old age is not for wimps." there are things that you encounter in your older age and that you would just totally go right through without there be any significant damage or anything else taking place. But when you get older, it's hard to shake these things off. 426 here on WMFO in Metro, your host Donnelly Brown. We're going to take a short break and we shall be back. More sports here on WMFO in Medford, Massachusetts.
Speaking out about DVT, deep vein thrombosis, I hoped people would listen and talk.
Each year, 2 million Americans are diagnosed with DVT.
Up to 200,000 people die from its complications.
My husband was one of them. While on assignment in Iraq, David died from complications related to DVT.
DVT is a blood clot in your legs that can break loose and travel to your lungs with potentially fatal complications.
I survived.
My brother-in-law wasn't so lucky.
But DVT can be prevented. Know the risk factors and the warning signs.
If you have restricted mobility for an extended period of time,
a prior DVT,
have cancer,
or certain heart or respiratory diseases,
these could lead to a life-threatening complication of DVT called pulmonary embolism.
I was lucky.
Very lucky.
Get the facts at preventdvt.org and talk to your doctor about whether you are at risk.
And that message is brought to you by friends here at WMFO, Sounds of Praise Ministry, and a Brown Perspective on Sports. 4:30 is the Brown Perspective on Sports time. I'm glad to be back. If you're just tuning in, we have been off the air for 2 weeks, and two programs anyway. And they finally got everything going as far as the radio transmitter as well as the internet transmitter. And so here we are, back talking sports. Love to get you involved in some sports conversation. To do that, you have to give me a call. 1-855-915-WMFO. 1-855-915-9636. Okay, American League East. It looks like it's a race between the Red Sox and the Yankees. Tampa Bay, Toronto, and Baltimore are so far back. It would take a miracle for them to catch up, I think. In the Central Division, after a slow start, Cleveland's jumped out into first place. And they have a five-game lead over Detroit. And well, let me see if it's still five games. Oh, no, it's only four games because Detroit beat Cleveland yesterday 4-2. So they have a four-game lead over Detroit. Detroit, when they came in, you know, I was not impressed. So I think Cleveland is the class of the Central Division. Minnesota's not that far behind. Haven't seen them play, however. But let's see what the Twins did. Twins lost yesterday. So that puts them still remain five and a half games behind Cleveland. Chicago's in town here again. I'm not impressed by them either. And they are 12 games back. And then there's Kansas City, who's having a bad season. Oh, West Seattle's a surprise, especially after losing Robinson Cano for, you know, illicit drugs and whatnot. They are, let's see, the Mariners. They lost yesterday. And so, and the Astros won. So Houston is 41-25, while Seattle is 40-24. So it's a virtual tie. Percentages may have Houston in first place. The LA Angels, what did they do yesterday? They won. So they jumped up there. They're four games back. And, oh, and they lost Ohtani. Ohtani, who everybody was wondering whether he's going to be the next Babe Ruth, a pitcher as well as a hitter. He's on the DL. He has elbow woes, and it's, they're saying he doesn't need Tommy John. So we'll have to wait and see. I guess the question is, do you want to risk his pitching abilities, since he obviously throws in the high 90s, and keep his bat in the lineup? Will that affect his elbow? I don't see why it wouldn't. I think it would. Somebody said no, it wouldn't, but I don't know. From what little baseball I remember playing, there's a lot of elbow grease that goes into it. So we'll see what the Angels decide to do. Oakland's not that far back, but I don't see them as a contender in Texas. When the Red Sox played Texas, there were so many people in the lineup who names I did not know. I was wondering, who are these guys? Are they playing their minor AAA team? Anyway, we'll have to wait and see just how well that goes for them. Over in the National League, and I hear again, I'm like at a disadvantage. Don't see too many National League teams here. Atlanta, what did the Braves do yesterday? The Braves won over the Dodgers 5-3, so they're 38-26. And the Nationals, they won also. They're 36-30. Oh, virtual flat. Wait, but for the tie. And the Philadelphia Phillies, surprisingly, they lost yesterday, but they're right up in there, 32-30. The Mets and Miami bring up the rear. In the Central Division, the Milwaukee Brewers are in first place, and they're leading the Chicago Cubs. Now, I bet you can't compare the salaries of those two teams. Chicago paid a whole lot more money. And they're still in second place. John Lester pitched a one-hitter yesterday. I don't know if he went all the way, but the Cubs won, and the Pirates only got one hit in that game. And St. Louis, Pittsburgh, and Cincinnati bring up the rear in the Central. Like I said, I haven't seen a complete National League game all year, and that's not unusual. I generally only see bits and pieces of National League games unless they play an interleague game against the Red Sox. Out west, Arizona, you go, Torey Lovullo. Arizona Diamondbacks, They are in first place, 34-29, followed by the Colorado Rockies, who lost. They are 32-32, 2.5 games behind. The San Francisco Giants. What did the Giants do? The Giants, they lost. And so they fall in a game. They're 2.5 games behind. The Dodgers lost. They're 3.5 games behind. And San Diego's close race out there in the National League West. Anything could happen. 4:36 is the Brown Perspective on Sports Time. I'm your host, Donnelly Brown. We're talking sports here virtually every Sunday from about 4 until 5 a.m. And like I say, one more time, glad to be back on the air after the technical problems here have been resolved by our operations staff. And we gave them a round of applause at the beginning of the program. The fact that they had the equipment that they needed to resolve the problem, and the problem was not resolved initially, made me wonder a little bit about the future of the program. Then they got the FM portion of the station up and running, and so it was just a matter of time before they got their heads together and were able to get the rest of the operation, the internet portion of the operation, operating as well. So you can hear us, 91.5 FM, in a very selected area here in the greater Boston area, but on the internet, www.wmfo.org. You can hear us at any time, anywhere, any day in the archives, or if you're listening right now, tune us in wherever you are, Madagascar. We're waiting for a call from you. Okay, we'll be back.
One in four U.S. babies are at risk for severe but preventable infections because they're not completely vaccinated by age two.
My three-year-old couldn't breathe. We rushed him to the hospital.
Kelly Lasik, mother.
I was told he had HIB, a vaccine-preventable disease. He wasn't vaccinated, and he could have died. Now Matthew is getting caught up on his vaccines.
Childhood vaccination starts at birth and can go up to age six. But babies are at greatest risk for infectious diseases. That's why these early vaccines are so important.
My baby caught whooping cough and was hospitalized for 9 days.
Chantel Veit, mother.
He wasn't vaccinated. He was too young. These diseases really exist, so don't let your guard down.
On-time vaccination is an easy, effective way to protect the health and life of your baby. Is your baby up to date? If not, the time to get caught up is now.
Start on time, stay on time.
To make on-time vaccination easy, visit pkids.org, a message from parents of kids with infectious diseases.
And also by your friends here at WMFO, Sounds of Praise Ministry and A. Brown. Perspective on Sports. 4:43 is the Brown Perspective on Sports time. My host Donnie Brown with Talking Sports here. Glad to be back after our little 2-week hiatus, and everything is functioning again. And so we're thankful to be back on the air and the internet as well. Okay, let's go to the WNBA. Yesterday, the Connecticut Sun defeated the Lynx 89-75. The Sun are doing extremely well. They are in first place out in the East with only one loss. Thomas got 7 points, 11 rebounds. That's A. Thomas. There are two Thomases on there. 7 points, 11 rebounds, 4 assists, and 2 steals. Aguamiki got 11 points, 11 rebounds, no assists, 1 steal, and a block. Jay Jones got 10 points, 4 rebounds. Jay Thomas, that's the other Thomas, got 18 points, 3 rebounds, and 4 assists. C. Williams got 22 points, 4 rebounds, and 3 assists. Tuck got 2 points and 2 rebounds. B. Jones, the other Jones there, got 2 points. Strickland got 11 points off the bench and 2 rebounds. And Bentley, not Chase, got 6 points, no rebounds, 3 assists and a steal. For the Lynx, Moore got 17 points. Foles got 20. And Zandalasini got 11 points for the Lynx in a losing cause. And the Lynx, they won a couple of championships, and they were in second place. They finished in second place, I believe, behind the LA Sparks last year. So there you go. Triple Crown. Justify won the Belmont and the Triple Crown. Second horse to do that in the past 3 years, and also owned trained by Baffett, and so therefore, I guess he's got the winning touch. And Gronkowski, we couldn't get a handle on as far as, you know, how well he's going to do since he didn't run in the last two races, the Kentucky Derby and the Preakness, but came in second and was coming like a house of fire. And I don't know how many lengths he was behind, and I didn't get on my information who came in third, but Justify just moved on up in the annals of racing history. I think what American Pharoah 3 years ago won the Triple Crown as well. And I just thought that Justify was a whole lot of horse. The first two races in the Derby and in the Preakness were run on sloppy tracks, and he showed that even though some other horses were gaining on him in the Preakness, which was a much shorter race, he showed that he had the stamina. To me, he had the stamina to continue on. And unless there was somebody out there who didn't run in either of the first two races who was going to, you know, be a major challenger, I saw Justify going all the way, and he did it. And Gronkowski, the real Gronkowski, the Patriots Gronkowski, was at the race as well. And so coming in second in the Belmont, I don't know what their future plans are, but I think our Gronk made a good investment. And so we'll see if there's going to be more races between Gronkowski and Justify in the future. We mentioned it briefly that the Warriors swept the Cavaliers in the NBA championship round. And can't help but feel that the Celtics had a hand in that, making the Cavaliers go seven games. And the King became mortal. And the rest of the guys, it's going to be interesting to see where LeBron winds up next year. Some people are saying that Chris Paul is doing his best to lure him to Houston. We'll see if that works out. LeBron, Harden, and Paul would certainly be a tremendous trio. Will they be better than the Golden State trio of Durant, Curry, and whoever else you want to throw in there? It'll be interesting to see. The Warriors made, I think, a very important move when they threw in JaVale McGee, who had been primarily a bench warmer for about most of the season and also throughout the early parts of the playoffs. But he was able to negate the offensive abilities and defensive abilities of Tristan Thompson. And, the Warriors have prevailed 3 out of the past 4 years. Can we call them a dynasty? Yeah, sure. Why not? I have no problems with that. Seth Curry has to be one of the best shooters in the history of the NBA. And knowing he was not also at 100% throughout the latter part of the season also adds to the fact that they are definitely dynasty material. But I like the Celtics' chances moving into next season. If the Celtics minus Hayward and Kyrie Irving could push the Cavaliers and also, Gordon Theis as well. Not Gordon Theis, whatever his name is, Theis. To 7 games, without those two formidable players on their ball club, what is it going to be like next year when they are there, hopefully, and healthy and moving right along? Jason Tatum and Jaylen Brown Tatum is a rookie, made tremendous progress as far as their abilities to compete at the highest levels. And see no reason why they shouldn't be able to continue. And one of those guys is probably going to be coming off the bench. Probably, I don't know. Brown is the shooting guard person. I'm assuming Hayward's going to be the small forward. Al Horford, power forward. And depends on who they... Baines, whether they bring him back. Are able to bring him back at center, or Theis, or the person that they got that they didn't play that much. I can't even think of his name right now. I should write these things down rather than try to depend on my foggy brain memory. But anyway, I think he's a much better player than what he showed, and I think that they were the knock on him, according to the experts who saw the game, was that he lacked defensively. I don't see that because he was getting offensive rebounds and certainly could get defensive rebounds. Could he run the floor with whoever was playing center for the Cavaliers? That's another story. I couldn't tell you. But anyway, it's not like he's a plow horse. I mean, Baines is not Gronkowski or Justify either. So there you go. But we'll see what the Celtics do. We have one pick, the 27th pick in the draft, and someone's saying we'll probably pick a person who needs to develop, and we'll stash him in China or Europe or someplace. and let him develop, and we'll see how that goes. Okay, it's 4:52 here on WMFO. This is Medford, Massachusetts, 91.5 on your FM dial, on the internet, www.wmfo.org, multicasting, iTunes.com, radio, and YouTube. I'm your host, Donnelly Brown, and this is the Sunday, June the 10th, 2018 edition of a Brown Perspective on Sports, talking sports here virtually every Sunday from about 4 to 5 a.m. Love to get you involved in some sports conversation. To do that, give me a call, 1-855-915-WMFO, 1-855-915-9636. National Hockey League. Okay, everybody get off Ovechkin's back. Obviously one of the best hockey players in the league, but the big knock is he couldn't bring the guys to the championship. Well, they no longer can knock him for that. As Tony Kornheiser likes to call the Capitals, the choking dogs. Well, the dogs are not choking, they're barking, so there. So hats off to the Capitals. I wonder if the Capitals are going to go to the Capitol to visit with the president. That's another thing going on there. The Warriors and Cavs said that no matter who won, they're not going. And there you go. The French Open tennis. Simona Halep won in the women's ranks over Sloane Stephens. And still lurking in the background, Serena Williams. We don't know how far she would have gone, but had to pull out because of injury. And I'm sure when what comes up next, is it Wimbledon? I guess Wimbledon is next. We'll see whether she gets back in time for that. 4:54 here on WMFO. I'm your host, Donnelly Brown, on this Sunday, June the 10th, 2018 edition of A Brown Perspective on Sports, talking sports here virtually every Sunday from about 4 to 5 a.m. To get involved in the sports conversation, you have to give me a call, 1-855-915-WMFO, 1-855-915-9636. I just covered just about everything here as far as the world of sports is concerned. Oh, Rafael Nadal against Dominic Thiem for the men's championship over there in the French Open. Okay, I think that match starts sometime around 9 a.m. this morning. So we won't have that information for you until next week. Okay, 4:55 here on WMFO in Medford. I'm your host, Donnelly Brown. We're putting the wraps on this edition of we didn't talk any Patriots. Julian Edelman supposedly suspended for 4 games. He's going to appeal it. Why waste your breath? You know that Roger Goodell is not going to yield on this one. And all the controversy about Brady and Gronkowski missing voluntary OTAs. Since we didn't get any kind of explanation from Belichick about, you know, benching a Butler in the Super Bowl, if I was them, I would take off anything that didn't cost me any money as well. And supposedly Gronkowski's people have talked to Kraft, and maybe he's talked to Kraft personally, and they're going to see if they can squeeze out some more money to make Gronkowski happy, since people who certainly don't have his credentials earning a far more amount of money than he is. And hey, take it while you can get it. Okay, 4:56 here on WFO and Memphis. Time to put the wraps on this edition of A Brown Perspective on Sports. Be back next Sunday at 4 a.m. talking sports. We'd love to get you involved in some sports conversation, but we invite you to stay tuned for Sounds of Praise. We have our special Memorial Day program coming up, remembering the greats of gospel music. So you stay tuned for that at 5 a.m. And until then, it's your host, Donnelly Brown, saying God bless. Have a fantastic day. The weather around here is supposed to be really great. I hope to see you next Sunday morning at 4 a.m. Sounds of Praise is coming your way very shortly. Don't you go anywhere.